This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later on today's show, making arts and culture an integral part of community planning. But first, a big part of the nation's food supply becomes waste, 30 to 40%, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's billions of pounds of food that could go to hungry families instead of ending up in landfills. The USDA and the Environmental Protection Agency recently set goals of reducing food waste by 50% by 2030. The city of Cincinnati is partnering with Green Umbrella, Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste District, and the Brueggemann Center for Dialogue at Xavier University to host the Greater Cincinnati Regional Food Waste Forum on November 4th. This strategic conversation will allow stakeholders to create a local plan to prevent, recover, and recycle food waste. Joining us to talk about the problem of food waste and the forum are Director of Hamilton County Department of Environmental Services, Holly Christman, and founder and CEO of sustainability company Brainbox, Lauren Campbell. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Holly and Lauren, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Holly, how big a problem is food waste?
Well, food waste is a large problem. As you said in the introduction, roughly 40% of the food in the U.S. goes to waste every year. Food is the number one material entering U.S. landfills. And the average family of four throws away about $1,500 of food waste. So there's a big issue, and there's really easy solutions to help reduce the amount of food waste going to landfills.
And so besides this being an issue of families that could use this food, that need this food, you just said $1,500 a year gets wasted?
Correct.
There's a big economic benefit to people who aren't wasting their food then.
You're exactly right. There's actually three really simple benefits to reducing food waste. There's financial benefits, so we just talked about those, right? $1,500 a year, the average family of four. There's also environmental benefits of diverting this material from landfills, and there's social benefits, which are feeding people that are food insecure in the U.S.
Do we have any idea, Holly? I think I read it was 30 to 40% is like 160 tons, or 160, what's the number? 160 million It's a lot.
It's a lot of food waste.
Yeah, it's in the billions. It's in the billions of pounds.
Correct.
That's what it is.
Correct.
But I thought I had read somewhere it's about 166 billion pounds. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah. Beyond that, this goal of reducing this by 50% that the U.S. EPA and the USDA have set, how realistic is that?
Well, I think if we all work collaboratively and make simple changes in our work and home, we can help reach that goal. And like I said, there are simple things we can do. We like to say we follow the US EPA's hierarchy when we talk about food waste reduction. And the first and foremost is to simply don't create the food waste in the first place. And that may sound difficult, but it's buy what you need, reducing waste in the manufacturing process. The second one is to feed hungry people. So donate food if you're working at a grocery store, a manufacturing facility. There are millions of U.S. Americans that are food insecure. If you can't do that, then you can feed animals. And we do have a lot of organizations throughout the U.S. that are donating food to feed animals. The third is then to recover that material through anaerobic digestion and turn it into energy or compost it to help make our soils healthy. And then the last option for food waste is, of course, landfilling.
What about, you were talking about donation, but what about somebody who might be concerned about donation? If I donate food and somebody blames that food for making them sick, is that going to be a problem?
Well, the great thing is we have in the U.S. the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, which is there to encourage the donation of food to nonprofit organizations for distribution to those in need and remove concerns around liabilities. So this Good Samaritan Act is federal legislation that protects both donors and recipients against liability as long as there's been no gross negligence or intentional misconduct.
Again, 513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can also email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Lauren, from your perspective, running a company that deals with sustainability, how important an issue is this?
I think it's a huge important issue. not only in the sense of food insecurity and feeding people, but from an environmental perspective as well. The food industry is a huge contributor to a lot of the environmental issues that we have today. And one of those is, you know, greenhouse gases that are released in the landfill process. And so preventing that from happening by diverting food from there is key.
Now, in France, they have a law that mandates that large supermarkets donate food rather than just throwing it away. Do you know of any companies, any supermarkets around here that donate?
Yes, we're well aware of, I believe, both Kroger and Jungle Gyms are just a couple of examples. They work with an organization called La Soupe. It's LASOUPE. And what La Soupe does is they rescue otherwise wasted products to create high nutritious meals for customers, nonprofits, and food insecure families. So if there are any of your listeners out there work for grocery stores, restaurants, I encourage you to look up La Soupe at lasoupecincinnati.com. That's LASOUPE, cincinnati.com.
Any other local examples, Holly?
Yes, one that I just found out about in the last week is an organization called Master Provisions in Northern Kentucky, and they rescue fresh produce and other food products from wholesalers and farmers and distribute that to food pantries and other community organizations. And their website is masterprovisions.org. And of course, our region is very fortunate to have organizations such as the Free Store Food Bank to help with food donation and distribution.
How do you think the Cincinnati area is doing overall when it comes to the issue of food waste?
I think it's pretty new for our area to be talking about this. So I think there is a great opportunity for improvement. And I know with organizations like Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste District, Green Umbrella, partnering to help put on this food waste forum is really going to make our region take off in terms of diverting food waste from landfills.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, now tell us some more about this conference. I mean, the whole idea behind this is to come up with a strategy, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's really, we're taking a collaborative approach, inviting very strategic individuals, as well as opening up to the general public. And our goal is to develop a local food map to help prevent, recover, and recycle food waste. We are hoping to identify the good things that are happening here, like what Holly had mentioned with La Soupe, highlighting those organizations and businesses such as Kroger that do donate a large portion of their food waste, but also then identify some of the gaps and barriers that both for-profit entities, large and small, and nonprofit entities have in helping with logistics, educational materials, in any other types of ways that they need to educate the population on this issue. So helping identify those problems and moving forward with a roadmap.
Now, but I guess, Holly, what I'm gathering from what you're telling me, though, is that there's no set strategy in place yet for our region. That's what we're going to have to develop for dealing with this.
That's correct.
How much, in terms of local schools, how much food gets wasted from schools?
We don't have an exact number just on schools, but what I can tell you is the Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste District in the last year worked with one school to do a pilot project to start diverting food waste. And they did two things. One, they set up what's called sharing tables. And that's where when at an elementary school, when you're in lunch and you don't want that prepackaged yogurt, you don't want to eat that, you can put it on a sharing table. And another student that may want that, who's still hungry, can grab that yogurt and eat it. Anything that's left over from the sharing tables is then donated to a neighborhood food pantry. How beautiful is that?
Good idea. Is a lot of this just simple things, simple strategies that are being looked at to deal with this issue?
Yeah, and I think that's great because simplicity usually is one of the best ways to affect change, right? We don't want to make this hard for people. So setting up a sharing table in your school, we can help with that. Finding a local food pantry to take donations, we can help with that. As a resident, we can give you tips on meal planning, tips on storing food, tips on reading best buy and sell by dates on food you buy in the grocery store. All these are simple things we can all do to affect change in our community.
And how much can the individual do? I mean, is that something where one person can have a great effect on this?
Absolutely. I will say, and I've been in the environmental field for 20 years, I started in the past year really taking a look at what I'm throwing away that's edible. And I've made many of the simple changes that folks can find on SaveTheFood.com website, which, again, looking at best buy and sell dates, going to the grocery store more frequently as opposed to going once a week, where you tend to maybe overbuy and waste food. And then, of course, backyard composting at your home for your scraps that you may not eat. It's made a dramatic difference in the amount of waste I generate in my home. And they're very simple things we can all do.
Well, the thing that I think that made the greatest impression on me, Holly, is that statement you made earlier that we families waste about $1,500 a year in food. So there's a big economic incentive.
Right.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want $1,500 more in their pocket at the end of a year?
Yeah, exactly. Lauren, more about the conference?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is happening on November 4th, as you had mentioned before. It's at the Shift Family Conference Center at the Cintas Center at Xavier University. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And it's in partnership, like you mentioned before, with the Brueggemann Center, Dialogue at Xavier, the City of Cincinnati's Office of Environment and Sustainability, Green Umbrella, and Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste District. So, again, the goal is to identify these strategic partners, develop possibly a coalition moving forward, and really bring involve stakeholders to the table to address this problem.
Have you gotten any reaction from anybody about this?
Yeah, we've got a lot of individuals who are interested in coming. We've identified about 150 individuals that we wanted to invite, and then we plan on opening up to the public soon. So in addition to the corporate, the nonprofit, the educational realm, also getting consumers at the table to say, what is it that you want in this region? You know, how can we make this the best roadmap moving forward? We've looked nationally through this organization called ReFed. And they've done extensive reports on the economic policy, financing, education, and innovations necessary to address food waste. And so we've utilized that to develop and to formulate this forum so that when we address this issue in our region, we're kind of already looking at issues that have already been brought to light, but then making sure that we're not making assumptions with our region and assuming that those are problems that we have too. So kind of looking at what's already out there and saying, how can we add to that?
So when you're done with this conference, are you going to actually have a strategy ready, or is this just the starting point, getting the dialogue going?
This is the starting point and moving forward and developing a strategy. We're really excited to have our keynote speaker, Susan Mooney, who is the chief of the Municipal and Industrial Materials Section of the U.S. EPA Region 5, and she'll be our keynote speaker. And she's going to present an overview of the challenges as well as solutions that are working, similar to what Holly has done here today. In addition, we'll be having panel experts, and we'll be hosting table discussions so that we can really start that collaborative process to address this problem. And then hopefully going into a deeper dive later in the afternoon to address some of those problems that we've identified at the conference.
And we'll continue our conversation. You can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Joining us to talk about the problem of food waste, our director of Hamilton County Department of Environmental Services, Holly Christman, and founder and CEO of sustainability company Brainbox, Lauren Campbell. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And we received an email from Jay, and he says he was in a fast food restaurant, and the waitress suggested they take the packaged saltines because she was going to have to throw them away anyhow. And he says he was kind of surprised that even packaged foods in restaurants get thrown away. Is there some reason for that? Is there a health code or...
It's not really a health code, to my knowledge. I think a lot of that has to do with maybe the corporate perspective. A lot of them.
So it's a corporate policy?
Yeah, it would be a policy. And I think sometimes it comes down to not knowing about the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. I've heard a lot of people say that, especially around the fast food industry.
Right. And again, if you just remind people what that Bill Emerson Act is about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In case they missed it the first time.
The purpose of it is to encourage the donation of food to nonprofit organizations for distribution to those in need and to remove concerns around liabilities.
Right.
So it's a federal legislation. It protects both donors and recipients against liability as long as there has been no gross negligence and or intentional misconduct.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us, and let's talk with Paul in Claremont County. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Well, I was wondering, you talked about reuse and reduction, but how do you recycle food that you can't use?
If you're talking from a home, we would encourage folks to backyard compost. And you can find everything you've always wanted to know about backyard composting at HamiltonCountyRecycles.org. Our office even has backyard composting one-hour seminars. So everything you need to know about backyard composting in just 60 minutes. From a corporate perspective, unfortunately, in our region, there are very limited outlets for large-scale composting. However, we are working on that and starting to identify places to help corporations who want to compost their wasted food.
Or what are the limits that are stopping that from happening?
Well, right now there's just no facility in Southwest Ohio. That could be a business decision. It could be there are obviously regulatory concerns on where compost facilities can be sited. Is there land available within a close distance to the generators of the material? I will say the closest compost facility to us is in Springfield, Ohio. And we do have some folks, some companies in our region that were sending their wasted food there. I will say, though, I want to stress that while composting, we love composting and think it's an amazing way to help our soils. We also want to encourage folks to, again, go to a higher and better use, which is reduction and donation, which is what we've been talking about this afternoon, and which will hopefully be a focus of the Food Waste Forum, sponsored by Green Umbrella and several other partners.
And Holly, let's see, you had six things that were on the hierarchy, and composting was the fifth thing, is that right?
Right. It started with source reduction, so reduce the amount of surplus food generated. Feed hungry people, so donate to food banks and soup kitchens, feed animals, and then it's composting and anaerobic digestion followed by landfills.
Okay. Let's talk with Steve in Newport. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just coincidentally this morning talking to one of our city commissioners who was out canvassing, and in Newport, we do not have universal recycling. Recycling happens only with paying extra to have curbside pickup. And it occurred to me that I'm an educator. We do compost, and it seems like composting, as you're describing it, is very much like recycling. You reduce the amount of material you bring in, you reuse as much as possible, and then you recycle. Similarly, with compost, the last thing you do is get rid of it. And it wouldn't have to be a perfect system with composting. It's okay to put some in the landfill, but for instance, I'm looking at my curb right now. I've got my recycling bin out, but we didn't have any garbage. So it doesn't happen like that every week, but it happens often enough. So it seems ridiculous to me that we're not able to figure out ways to recycle, and then composting is pretty high on the food chain in that, you know, in that realm. So that's another big step for us. But my question is, what about educating the leaders? And you're talking about the seminar. And, of course, getting people to the conferences and seminars and those kind of training sessions is important. The spirit has to be willing. But how big a part of any effort of this kind is educating the leaders in communities?
That's a great question. And first of all, congratulations on your waste reduction efforts at home. It sounds like you're doing phenomenal. I would say education is a key component to any sort of behavior change. And this seminar, you're correct, that is one avenue to get us there. I will also say that Hamilton County Recycling and Solid Waste District is launching a pilot awareness campaign this fall focused on reducing wasted food. And that will also not only reach the general public, but it will also reach community leaders.
I also wanted to chime into that, too. Speaking from my company's perspective, BrainBox, and human behavior around these topics are kind of what we, it's what we do. And education has been shown that while it is informative and it's necessary, it doesn't always prove to be motivative to change human behavior. Another huge step in that is creating a social norm. So the more you talk about a subject or the more that you surround yourself with people who also perform that behavior, the more likely that you are to perform that behavior yourself. And I think going back to the food forum, educating the leaders of our community and then getting them in a room with other people who find this topic very important and something that must be addressed, hopefully we'll start moving that needle, not just psychologically with motivation, but also with the human behavior aspect.
Let's talk to Don in Florence. Hi, Don.
Good afternoon. I'm not sure if my questions are appropriate for this panel, but I'm a coordinator for a food pantry at a church in Florence. First of all, does the program that you're describing encompass Northern Kentucky as well as Hamilton County?
Yes, the forum does include Northern Kentucky. And we also have the Greater Cincinnati Regional Food Policy Council at the table, along with Green Umbrella. So Green Umbrella, it's a leading regional alliance. It's a very well collaborated organization, and they maximize the environmental sustainability in Greater Cincinnati. And so they offer, they bring to the table about 200 nonprofits, businesses, educational institutions, and government entities. And those are represented within Northern Kentucky, the first northern three counties, Kenton, Campbell, and Boone County, are all part of the Green Umbrella region, and as well as the Greater Cincinnati Regional Food Policy Council.
So, Lauren, if this gentleman wanted to attend the Food Waste Forum, how would he find out about it?
So our website is the www.greatercincinnatifoodwasteforum.com. It is $15 to register. Unless you're a college student, then it's free.
And we have a link to that information on our website as well at wvxu.org. So let's talk with Isabella. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So I was actually listening in, and I'm involved with Green Umbrella. And one thing that I talk about a lot, when we're asked, I guess, why is it so hard for people to understand, like, you know, how we can recycle food? They don't know about composting. It's very hard to do. You have to have a garden. And, I compost, of course, at home myself, but it is quite an effort. And I seem to have more of a connection with my food. It's called farm to table. And we in Cincinnati, suburban America, we don't really have a connection with our food because of the monopoly on food, and corporate America's monopoly on food makes it so that we don't have to grow our own food, and we've lost our connection with our food. And and in order for our food waste to go down, we need to have more of a connection with our food by local. There's places like Portland, which are urban, just like Cincinnati, but they have urban gardens. And we don't see any of that in the growth, the development of OTR, downtown Cincinnati. There's not really an effort to confront food deserts, which are areas that don't have access to food that's not corporate America and gas stations,
and
McDonald's.
Isabella has a good point here. Thank you so much, Isabella. We appreciate the call. You're less likely to waste something if you have a strong connection to it. You're our psychological expert here, Lauren. I guess there's a lot of truth in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that Isabella's point is one that needs to be made. It is one that needs to be highlighted. I will say the Food Forum has focused on local farmers and bringing them to the table to, one, highlight their efforts here in the region, but also listen to the problems that they have so that we can help find solutions for them. And kind of going into an urban garden discussion, it is hard to find that. And I think sometimes that can come down to policy. It can come down to what any given area of land is allowed to be used for. And I know the Greater Cincinnati Food Policy Council has really advocated for these topics.
Well, Holly and Lauren, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Director of Hamilton County Department of Environmental Services, Holly Christman, and founder, CEO of sustainability company Brainbox, Lauren Campbell. And you can find a link to more information about the Greater Cincinnati Regional Food Waste Forum at WVXU.org. Again, that's coming up on November the 4th. Coming up, why arts and culture are crucial elements for community planning and development. And in Focus on Technology, how the story of how an electronic sniffing dog is helping to fight crime. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.